Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 283. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for sharing the podcast, following me on Instagram, everything. It really is a crazy world where I can just record something here in my apartment in Chicago, no pants, just a dude and a microphone, and then hit publish and have so many people listen to that and relate to it. It's pretty freaking cool. So thank you for tuning in. And honestly, that's the biggest thing for me. Relatable. You know, I enjoy creating podcasts, writing things that are relatable, right? Because otherwise, what's the point? And today I've got something that I actually didn't know was so relatable until the other week when I posted an Instagram story about it. I did a quick like Q&A on Instagram and someone asked, Case, how do you like politely reject someone you're not interested in dating or you're not interested in taking it any further? And my answer was what I've always done in my life, which is you don't get into the specifics. You don't get into the details. It's always tempting to be like, oh, you're such a great person and here's some great qualities about you, but I'm just not interested. My answer was to not do that. And instead, literally just say, hey, I don't think we're a good match. And you leave it at that. That's what I've always done. And in my mind, it spares hurt feelings. Because the more detail you get into, the more specifics you give, the more questions come up. And then it becomes this back and forth. And that's where people's feelings are hurt. So I've always leaned on the more ambiguous side just to say, I don't think we're a match and move on. It's always served me well. And in the times where I've been told the same, I was just much better equipped to be like, all right, it is what it is. And I move on. So anyway, that was my response to the person who asked that question on Instagram. How do you politely, gracefully reject someone? And I posted that, and following it, I was just flooded with DMs from mostly women who said that this is great, Case, but guys do not handle that well. Guys do not handle rejection well. That even if, you know, you rejected a seemingly, quote, nice guy, that when faced with rejection, they suddenly turn into like a monster. And man, it was really eye-opening because people kept sending me screenshots and stories of when they gently let someone down and then he turned around and went off. It was honestly crazy. It was crazy. Like I would get a story about like a woman who would send a text to a guy and be like, hey, I really enjoyed our date together, but I'm just not feeling a connection. Best of luck to you. And then like the guy would flip a switch. It was crazy. He'd honestly like, I don't have him pulled up, but he would be like, well, fuck you, bitch. You're not even attractive. I was bored even talking to you. Good luck to you with your big ass goofy ears. You know, you stupid hoe, like literally stuff like that. It was crazy. And I kept getting more and more of these DMs of people telling me these like horror stories of what happens when they reject someone. And so I was going through this last week. And as I did, like in my mind, a kind of theme started to develop here. That there were these guys who, by all standards, were, quote, nice guys. But when rejected, they turn into real monsters, like fast, like they show their true colors. This theme that nice guys aren't really nice guys, that they're faking it, aka there exists these people, these guys who are fake nice guys. And I started to come to this understanding. And so I did what I usually do, which is I do a quick Google search to see what other people are saying about these topics. And I did a quick Google search and man, it's like, I must be living under a rock because there's this like war going on between, and like dating, against quote, nice guys. Because apparently and all these stories that you sent me, they back it up, that there is this epidemic of fake nice guys. Guys who pretend to be nice until it's no longer convenient for them, when it no longer serves their purpose. And then boom, it's like really eye-opening as to who they are. And I took a look at this and your DMs, and I sat down this morning to give my thoughts on this topic. The mindset that I think could be really helpful when it comes to fake nice guys. Because it's no shocker that what I'm going to tell you is that you deserve more than a fake nice guy. And I think definitely for this episode, this is like literally focused on men, like fake nice men. But I also, like, in retrospect, I also remember my buddy the other week telling me about how he gently let down a woman who he was dating. And when he did, she went off on him. She gave him the old, well, I wasn't interested in you anyway, and you're ugly and you're boring and I'm out of your league, so peace, like that kind of vibe. So I definitely think in some sense this goes both ways, but I'm not naive to think that this isn't mostly men doing this to women, which is unfortunate, of course. But just know that in this episode, I'm going to say nice guys a lot. And I do mostly mean men, but just know that women are also capable of doing this, and they do. That's the world we live in. So I'm going to hop right into this, and I'm going to give you what I think is a really helpful and also optimistic, this should leave you smiling, mindset to help you out here. Quick reminder before I do that if you're enjoying the podcast and you're looking for a way to help me and support me, it's super simple. All you have to do is share the podcast. You share it with a friend, or write a 5-star rating and review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, or you can visit newmindsetwhodis.com and pick up a journal. That's it. That's really all you have to do to help me. It really does help. So thank you so much for that. But this idea here, right? So that there is this growing trend of, quote, fake nice guys. And my conclusion for this episode is going to be that you deserve more than a fake nice guy, of course. But more than that, it's that you shouldn't even be looking for a nice guy anymore, because that's run its course. You should be looking for a good guy. So I'm going to back into why I say that, a good person, a good human. I'm going to back into why I say that and how I think this reframing might be helpful for you. But again, the trend here is that there are guys who claim to be nice guys, but they're really not, right? They're nice because they have some plan, some motive, something that serves them. And when their, quote, niceness no longer serves them, that facade drops and you see who they really are. Now, obviously, I think it goes without saying that you deserve someone who is real with you. Of course, someone who is actually truthfully honest with you, someone who wouldn't fake anything with you. But like, I thinking about this, I can see like why it happens. Unfortunately, why it happens, because men and women, humans, we want someone who is nice. We want someone who is kind. Of course we do. We deserve that. I mean, how many times have you heard the cliche of, I just want a nice guy, right? It's a basic human need. And where there's a need, there are people who are going to play on that need, who are going to abuse that need. They're going to prey on your desire to see potential in someone who is nice, because being nice is important. But unfortunately, it's easy to fake nice for a while at least. And that's where we run into this problem. So I was thinking about this, and I want to give you some red flags that I think can help you identify a fake nice guy, and then present you with what I think you should do about it. So fake nice guy red flags. I think the most obvious one to start with is that anyone who tells you how much of a nice guy they are, they're probably not that nice. You know, a true nice guy, someone who actually is true and honest and kind and all those qualities there, they wouldn't have to say it, right? They wouldn't be insecure that their actions aren't aligning with what they want you to think. Someone who keeps telling you that they aren't like other guys, that they're just one of the good ones, that they're a nice guy, that would be a bit of a red flag to me. It's like, I draw comparisons is helpful here. It's like online, anyone who says that they're a self-made multimillionaire, but now they're turning around to show you how you too can be a millionaire, all you have to do is buy their $79 course. That's just bullshit, right? If you're a true multimillionaire, you don't need to sell a course, right? It's the same with nice guys. If their entire pitch to you is that they're a nice guy, I would have my red flag radar a bit up. Because if you're a true nice guy, you don't need to prove it, right? Because that's who you are. Those are your values. And another one is their use of language and compliments. I was thinking about this, and I definitely wish like there was a way to identify someone who is faking who they are like early on, but I think unfortunately it's only a bit into knowing them that you can tell this. But I see the following a lot. It's that they're nice, right? They're nice to you. They're saying things like, oh, we should totally do this together. Maybe they're talking about a cool restaurant or something they saw and they're like, man, we should definitely check that out. That'd be really cool for us. Or on the compliment side, they compliment you a lot. Fast, maybe even like love bomb style. Good morning text, good night text, you're beautiful text, that kind of thing. And then they get what they want out of you. Let's say it's sleeping with you, right? They get that. And from there, those, we should do that, we should check that out, those quickly change to, I'm going to check that out, that sounds cool, I've been really wanting to do that, and so on and so forth. And the compliments, they become few and far between. It's this transition away from we to I, from we to mixed signals. And that sucks, of course, because, you know, someone's a fake nice guy, really only in hindsight, but this is a pattern that I see a lot. And frankly, if I'm honest, I've been there. Like I think everyone in a sense has been a fake nice person to get something that they wanted. You know, I've been there. I've been the fake nice guy. You know, I got what I wanted and then the fake nice guy facade kind of dropped. Certainly think I've grown up a lot since that time, but it's definitely a pattern that I see and that you all have shared with me. It's that a fake nice guy has an agenda. A lot of the time, if we're talking men and women, it's men wanting to sleep with a woman. It is what it is. But it could also be like self-validation. They want you to choose him. They want the attention, something like that. But regardless, it's this fact that they have an agenda and they use fake niceness to get it. And they are serving their own interests while purporting to serve yours. And of course, that's wrong. Right? It's wrong because he knows what he's doing. This goes back to my episode on fuckboys where I said that I think a fuckboy is just a sad boy. Because when you're knowingly doing something dishonest and wrong, it makes you a sad person. And it's the same with fake nice guys. It's just kind of sad. So again, like I'm probably saying a lot of things you probably know here, but this was kind of a new trend to me. I didn't realize it was so spread. So hopefully it's a little bit helpful to recognize some of the red flags here. But we're at this point where I think the idea of a quote nice guy is no longer that great because it's been used and used and misused and abused. It's like, for another analogy, it's like companies who say for every pair of shoes you buy, they, you know, plant a tree or rescue a dolphin or something random. And it turns out they absolutely do not do that. They're just using it to get what they want from you. And that should be a big turnoff, rightly so. And it's the same with fake nice guys. That's someone who is trying so hard that it hopefully becomes obvious from the moment you meet them that their agenda is to convince you that they're a nice guy. And I'm hoping that you can tune into your intuition to catch that. Someone who is trying so hard to be someone they're not, who love bombs you from day one, only to pump the brakes completely once they get what they want or a hint of what they want. It's the person who drops every cliche in the book on you because they have an agenda. It's someone who so desperately wants to prove that they are a certain way, so much so that they'll do anything to do it and anything to avoid conflict. I think that's a big one. Like someone who is genuinely a nice person, they're not actually going to try to avoid conflict or avoid honest conversations. They'll face it head on, even if it hurts, if it's painful, if it's awkward, because they genuinely want to create resolution between the two of you. They don't just kick it down the road so they can continue getting what they want, their agenda, right? They'll actually dive into it. But a fake nice guy will avoid genuinely honest conversations because it's not easy to keep up a dishonest facade. It really isn't. And so I've noticed a lot. And in hearing from you, I think it really is a pattern that fake nice guys will drop every cliche, will tell you exactly what you want to hear in order to keep things up. But I think it's important to remember that someone who is genuinely nice and good and has pure intentions and honest intentions for you and for him or for her, whatever it is, they're inadvertently going to hurt you sometimes. It's just going to happen because they're willing to dive in and have the tough, honest conversations. But a fake nice guy won't, because he knows that things will come crumbling down if he does. And they'll also do other things, like they'll put down other guys or other women to prove that they're different, to prove that they're not the same. But here's the biggest thing I think they do that it's going to lead into my takeaway mindset for this. And I think this will hopefully be really helpful for you. Fake nice guys always expect something in return from you. That is it. They expect something in return from you. They pressure you. You feel pressure. That's how you're going to know you feel pressured. They pressure you into their agenda by constantly reminding you of what they've done for you, of how great they are, how much of a nice guy they are, how amazing they treat you, right? They'll take you out on a nice date and they'll hang it over your head, constantly reminding you of it, what they did for you, how great they treat you, and so on and so forth. And I think that's a big red flag. And hopefully this kind of wakes you up a little bit. It's a toxic trait to pressure someone to hang something over their head. And a fake nice guy will do that. They'll always be like expecting something in return for their niceness, because they know that's what we think we should do. When someone's nice to you, we think we should give them what they want. But I think realizing this and tuning into your intuition and asking yourself, do I feel pressured? That can be really eye-opening. And when you do, if you feel pressured, that's when you trust your instincts. That's when you trust your intuition. If someone is pushing a certain agenda, ask yourself that. Ask yourself if you're there too, or if you feel pressured. Because a fake nice guy is going to pressure you because they always have an agenda that's largely self-serving, that's entirely self-serving. And they're going to use their niceness as proof that you should just say yes. So I think this is probably the biggest vibe here, and it's something really to consider. Definitely recognize that like the bare expectation for anyone in your life is that they're nice. That's relationship 101. That's human 101. I don't have any room in my life for someone who's not nice. And I recognize that, and that's where my standard is. So when I encounter a nice person, I'm like, great, bare minimum, right? The bar is there. It's low, right? So it's like, I really try to push myself, and I'd encourage you to push yourself to not be so taken back by a nice person. I know it's a shitty reality where you've dated people who aren't nice, and finally someone nice comes along and you're like, wow, this is great. And so you kind of turn a blind eye to the pressure. But I think it's really important to be centered in recognizing this, that I think it's time to move on from saying that you just want a quote nice guy, from that to saying that you want a good human, a good guy. That's someone who doesn't change their behavior solely for their agenda. It's someone who doesn't mislead you to get you to trust them. It's someone who knows what they have to offer, and they lead with that truth instead of distracting you from their lack by pushing a certain agenda, by pushing their niceness, by hanging their niceness in your face. It's just someone who's consistent, right? Consistent with everyone, with you, with Uber drivers, with wait staff, with the people at the DMV. It's someone who is true and kind in all aspects, not only when it serves them. And they certainly do not use it to pressure you into getting what they want, right? It's someone who obviously isn't just being nice and kind to get you to sleep with them, for instance. It's someone who doesn't manipulate, who doesn't make someone feel obligated to do something in return. A true, nice, good person will never want to push you to make you feel obligated. It's someone who doesn't do tit for tat, literally tit for tat, and who doesn't make you feel like emotionally guilty. They don't pressure you. That's how you'll know. I really think that's like the biggest tell, the sign here. And to my intro, it's someone who, when they're rejected or faced with a tough reality or like feedback, they don't suddenly drop the facade. It's someone who, if broken up with or rejected, they take it in stride and they move on. They don't feel the need to retaliate. They don't feel the need to retaliate because a true nice guy, a good guy, they'd get it. It might sting. There might be some bruised egos, but that's when the facade, if there is one, comes dropping down. That is what a fake nice guy does. So that's kind of my take here. I think the biggest red flag is feeling pressured. And I think the most compassionate thing you could do for yourself is ask yourself if you're feeling that pressure, or if you're actually there on your own. Are you feeling obligated, or is this something that you want to do? Ask yourself that. And if you say, yes, I'm feeling pressured, I'm feeling obligated, okay. It's time to do something about it, or to not do something about it. But I hope you realize that, yes, you should be with a nice person. But I hope you realize that fake nice people is not all people. That it's not all that's available to you, no matter how many times you've unfortunately ran into this kind of person. It might happen, but when it does, I really hope you find the strength to act fast. To act fast for your own compassion. And you do that because you're no longer in this mindset that it's like, oh, finally, a nice person. I can make it work. I can work through the bullshit. I'm okay with being pressured because it's right. You know, I should feel ready. I hope you don't have that mentality. And I hope you instead have a mentality of knowing that someone being nice to you, someone pursuing you, someone who makes it known to you, that there is someone out there who genuinely wants those things, not just when it serves their agenda, and who's definitely is not trying to pressure you. And when you recognize that there is a person out there worth waiting for who genuinely wants those things for you, that's great. That's empowering. Don't make their story of dishonesty and mistreatment a reflection of who you are and what you deserve. Your story is not one of being tricked or duped or pressured. That is not your story. Your story is one, as long as it takes, of keeping your standards high, of being resilient with your boundaries, and for not being afraid to call out bullshit swiftly and then moving on. And I'm just so on board with being stubborn about the stories that you tell yourself. Being faced with a fake nice guy is not a reflection of you. It's a reflection of them, of course. And I really hope you remember that, because we're quick to forget. I hope you remember that you never deserve to be tricked or pressured. But when you do, you move on quickly and compassionately, and you move towards what you know is possible. And that's someone who would never do that. So I'll end it right there. I hope this was helpful. If it was, I'd love it if you would share this episode with someone who might find it helpful to help them establish a standard that just says no to fake nice guys. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me by visiting newmindsethoodis.com and picking up a journal. And until next episode, I'm out.